What's up, everyone? I'm Dev Dog Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients and colleagues help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable design in just a moment or laugh at our design in just a moment. Today's special guest client slash colleague is none other than Sprout and Sip. Now, we're going to do things a little bit different today. So, Sprout and Sip couldn't be here today to tell us more about themselves in person. However, they did send us their information so we could actually, read it off to you and give you guys a little bit of an understanding of, who they are so you can gauge for them yourself. And then we're going to try to do things a little bit different so you can see firsthand what branding is like from a different perspective. What today's podcast, we're going to talk about this specific topic. Today's topic is going to be all about the myths within branding. The first one that comes off the top of mind is the number one most common one to me. Is that, branding is all about logo design, and that's not true. Logo design is one aspect of it, but it's not all about branding, and that's not what branding is. So if you're a logo designer out there and you're branding yourself as, sorry, if you're a logo designer out there and you say you specialize in branding, then that's totally two different things, just letting you guys know. We want to, debunk some of those myths, hopefully here on today's episode of the podcast. But before we do so, I need to start off with today's announcements. I want to first give a shout out to everyone who's been watching, who's been listening. And don't forget, we are all on Spotify, right? We're on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. So there's no excuses for you all to not know about what's going on as far as how you can be able to get the information. There's all kinds of different ways that you can get the information from us. Like I said, we encourage you to check out all of our avenues, whether it be on YouTube, which you would prefer. However, it does say for whatever reasons you can't watch it and stay engaged on a consistent basis, we encourage you to at least to listen to it or Apple or Spotify. And, give us a rate or review. Let us know what you think. It goes a long ways. It also shows who you are as a person as well and what type of things that you value and so that we can be able to further gauge how we can be able to help you, because that's what we're all about here at DEF. We are a service provider who specializes in business to business, and that does not mean large businesses or brands that have been in business for X amount of years. It simply just means that we're here to help brands, whether it be startups, small businesses, entrepreneurs, or personal brands, influencers as well, freelancers, everyone can benefit from the proper branding. And everyone has their brand, whether they realize it or not, because brand really a brand is really the emotional connection that you get from the imagery, the tone, the packaging, the whole ensemble, the whole picture that embodies what a brand is. And like I said, a logo is just one part of that. So For our announcements, I wanted to let you guys know that we've been having our separate cook segment, which has been going on, and we're going to continue to keep doing so. You will be starting to see some of those little snippets of it in future episodes of the podcast coming up. So stay tuned for that. If you do, want to know about what other creative little cool things we got going on, that's a great way to to keep your creative juices flowing and to hopefully keep your mind racing, hopefully, because we are here to impact and hopefully spark some conversation and get the ball rolling when it comes down to action as opposed to just talking about things. We really want to be a part of it. So, because of that, we are also long now gearing up to finally get ready to release all of this new content that we've been working on. There's still a lot more. We still have to do some editing and things of that nature. However, it is coming, you all. So I appreciate you all patience. There's going to be some more cool, exciting things to watch. However, though, but you gotta share, you gotta like, you gotta comment, and stay engaged in order for us to provide you the best service and best product possible. We can't do so if you're not sharing and engaging with the content. So it's important that you all at least let us know. It doesn't hurt anything to leave a comment and let us know exactly how you think. Also, I say that because we've been speaking to some other people behind closed doors about other avenues, and we have some people who would love to be on a podcast. However, though, we want to make sure that their voice is going to be heard when they come on. So it's important that you guys run up the numbers and spread the word about what Def is here to do. We're not here to sell or promote. We're here to engage, impact, and build upon a community, and hopefully build upon other people's communities by allowing them to share their story, and we can build upon their story together. So that's what this is about. Here at Def, we want to build that. We want to bridge that gap. We want to encourage all of our colleagues professionally, or those who are aspiring to be. We welcome you all to an environment where your voice is going to be heard, where your voice is it's not going to be misunderstood, and most importantly, you're going to have fun with a brand that really is for the people. So, with that being said, I think it's a great time to go ahead and start transitioning over, sir, to the next phase of the podcast, where we're going to now start talking more about Sprout and Sip. So, I know I was telling you all about the different myths that we got going on within the community of design itself. And I'm not going to get a chance to touch on all of them. There's too many of them. There's a lot of detailed information that can go, I could talk on and on and on about it. But I don't want to seem like I'm regurgitating the same information. And I hope that by the end of me telling you all these different myths, you can visually see that they are just myths. So, for our next myth, when it comes down to branding, I know I talked to you about, different sizes already, different companies and things like that. One that myth that really irks me sometimes that I think that, that it's a very important that you all be, informed on is that a good product or service needs branding just as well as anything else. There's a myth that, a good product or service doesn't need branding. It sells itself. And that's can't be no further from the truth. Because, for example, you can have the most amazing product you ever wanted, but if people don't know about it, how are they going to ever even experience it or to share with others if they don't know about it? Because we are in a world where everything is out of sight, out of mind, and it's important that you realize that word of mouth is not enough. Social media is not enough. The things that we do here at this at Def, excuse me, when it comes down to like a product or service, is a prime example of how you can have something very unique and cutting edge and different, yet might not have the viewers or the subscription or the engagement that follows along with it. So that is a prime example of that branding is more than just having a good service or a good product. Like, it is it's a process. It really is a process. Like, so another myth that I know a lot of times people that wonder about is that branding is for like attracting new customers, and that like it depends on where you are within your industry that you may need branding services or not, and that's not true as well. When it comes down to branding, whether you are a startup or entrepreneur, freelancer, all that kind of stuff, like I said before, like everybody needs a strong brand, and your brand is never stopped growing. Like your brand should never stop growing and should never stop evolving, and it should never stop pushing for new ways to be able to attract not only your existing customers and clients, but new ones, because it's important. Because, like anything, what happens today is not going to happen tomorrow, and what's here today might not be here tomorrow. However, if you put down a certain foundation, from the beginning, you will be able to track the process and monitor the goal at hand so that you can be able to reach the largest audience possible. And that's what branding is all about. Like, you want to reach the largest audience within your industry, in the most direct and clear, concise way. And with that being said, I think we need to start talking more about today's brand so you can get an idea of more about what they are, so you can see some of this stuff. And then we're going to start having our design challenge where we're going to see if we can actually debunk this myth right here on Design Labs in person live. So let's just see. So when it comes down to our special client today, Sprout and Sip, is a startup, just to let you guys know. They specialize in sustainability. They are a organic coffee shop that specializes in plant-based products, and they overall like meaning and overall tone for their brand is simply like refreshing. That's how I would say it. They're all about, giving back to the environment, and hopefully on our challenge we can be able to see if we can come up with something, to be able to visually articulate that so you can see more about Sip, so Sprout and Sip. Okay, so when it comes down to Sprout and Sip, they are an eco-friendly coffee shop. And if I was going to give you guys a little context, so as far as like some words that describe the brand itself, I would definitely have to say, they are like fresh, conscious, and inviting. So those are kind of the things that we're going to be able to use to try to invoke the emotion of this brand, Sprout and Sip. Now, I'm going to share the screen with you, and we're going to see within 10 minutes for today's design challenge if we can come up with something that tells the story of Sprout and Sip, this organic coffee shop that specializes in sustainability. And we're going to see if we can do so by telling the story of Sprout and Sip without using their logo. So without using their logo, we're going to see if we can actually create some branding material to further debunk the myth that a logo is your a brand. And once again, that's not true. So let's share the screen. Welcome to the merchandise shop. I'm glad you can make it. If you see anything you like, have any questions, feel free to ask. I'll be right over here. Not literally right over here. And let's start that timer. Timer starts now. Okay, so because of that description that I just gave you all as far as what Sprout and Sip, so yeah, Sprout and Sip is, I was thinking maybe we should start off with some imagery that would I would start off with, let's come up with a tagline. Now, when that says, I say, when they say the company is called Sprout and Sip, and they're all about fresh, conscious, and they're inviting, like the words that those words right there invoke. So the things that those words invoke gives me an idea for a tagline, and I think the tagline would be something like fresh, views, met. Fresh views met. Like you come here and you get, I'm sorry, fresh brews. I said views. I meant to say, like, because we're brewing some coffee here. So, fresh brews met, which is what we're gonna use for their tagline. So, fresh brews met, and when it comes down to their tagline, because they are a coffee shop that specializes in, like I said, very organic. I want to go something that has more of a round feel, but it's definitely got to be something that's like a. I wanted to have like a hand, man's. I wanted to have that handmade hand. Painted fill. So I think this would be a great font choice to use when it comes down to it. It kind of gives you that inviting, warm feel. That's what I'm looking for. So we're going to come up with a background to further enhance the emotion of what sip and paint. Sorry, not sip and paint. Sprout and sip is all about. Okay, so let's come on over here and let's go to our color swatches. Hold on, wrong thing. Yeah. Let's go to our color swatches and let's figure out a color. I'm thinking more of like neutral colors, like more, more earth tones. So maybe like a nice warm beige. And then for the brewing, sorry, for the topography, maybe something. Yeah, there we go. That'll be some more. A little bit better. A little bit more warmth. And I was thinking about what should I use as far as the main imagery to better articulate sip, so Sprout and Sip. Well, this for the purposes of today's challenge, and once again on the design challenges, We just try to see what we can do at the moment. We don't normally use AI, however. Let's just see what it is that we come up with just to get an idea of get the flows generated. So we'll see what kind of imagery we can come up with. Sustainability. So sustainable. So coffee. Let's go coffee packaging. Let's just focus on the packaging. I think that would be a great way to be able to show the company's view on their aesthetic of what Sprout and Sip is without using their logo. All right, so I'm waiting on this to finish. Hopefully, oh shoot, guys, we only got like literally less than 4 minutes, so we're running out against the time, but it's coming together. So bear with me. We're gonna see if we can debunk this challenge right now. Okay. I don't know why it gave us a name, but that's not what it's called. But okay, since it is, okay, so out of these ones, I'm liking how this green plays with the with that. So I think this is more the direction we want to go. Now, once again, I said that we're doing so without a logo, so this is just the imagery alone. And I feel like we're getting somewhere just to show you the feel and the warmth of it. However, we got to keep pushing, and we still don't have a little bit, we still got some more time left. Okay, so cool. So let's try to match this color with this a little bit better. Now let's go there. Let's go there and see how that looks. Okay, so okay, I don't like how those colors are looking, so let's. Okay. How about that? That. No. Don't like how that was looking. I'm gonna put it back to where I was. I like that. That contrast. I feel like it needs to be either lighter or darker. And I feel like darker is making it pop out too much, that it doesn't flow well with the imagery you use. So I think what we'll do is this. And we'll go just a little bit lighter. There we go. So that reads second. Now, to give this some warmth and more texture, let's add on here something. Oh shoot, we're running out of time. Okay, all right. So let's see if we can. We don't have enough time to really play with the texture of the background because I wanted to give it that home like that warmth feeling, and we're running out of time. Oh my goodness. Okay, here we go, here we go. Texture, here we go, texture. Let's go with green. And let's see what we can come up with. Density, let's go smooth it out a little bit. And let's try that out. See how that comes out. All right. So that's time, you all. So this is what we came up with for Sprout and Sip, a organic coffee shop that's specializes in sustainable materials and packaging. While not using their logo, we was able to show what their brand messaging is like. Hopefully, let us know. Let us know in the comments. What do you guys think? Do you feel like it was going in the right direction as far as being able to demonstrate that a logo is not a brand, and that a brand is all those different components that I once said, in one packaging? It's the tone, it's the emotion, it's the messaging, it's the imagery, as well as the logo all together that make up the brand. It's also the customer service experience in as well. Let us know down below if you think that that was a great representation of debunking a myth that a lot of people have heard. You know, like, it's not something that's new. However, it may be new to you, because this is a conversation that everybody talks about. So we appreciate your time for listening, and hopefully we get some great feedback from what you all would like to see for forward coming, when it comes down to new branding projects, topics, things we could talk about. It's not all about design or art. You know, like I said, it's not all about entrepreneurship. There's so many different things. We have open floor for different avenues that we could talk about, because we have so many different interests. And most importantly, we want to grow. We want to have more and new experiences. That's what life is all about. And that's what we cherish and value here. We value your time and your support, and we can't share how grateful we are enough for that. So that's the reason why we're having this giveaway that we've been planning as well. It's just taking a little bit more time than I really want to. I can't stress enough how important it is to have, consistency in people that you can rely on. And the people that we are doing business with, we appreciate them and they appreciate us. And we were so ecstatic about the things that we are planning to do. So hopefully, if you're watching this and you want to get involved with some of the things going forward, you can reach out to us, let us know. You could be a sponsor. You could also maybe even be a part of some other things that we have. We want to be able to reach more people, and what better way to do so by including you? So if you want to, you know where you can reach us. You can hit us up at informdeath@gmail.com and let us know what you think. What's your thoughts, your concerns, your ideas, your passion. Let us know. Put it in email. For all of our guests who are returning guests or guests who have been here in the past. I just want to say thank you for being a guest here on Designing Last, personally, because we're gearing up for season two, and like I said, there's going to be some episodes that you're not going to get a chance to see only on that Patreon. So if you want to really show your support, it's important to get involved now. There's no time like now. You know, we can't stress how important it is to like, comment, subscribe, and share. When you do so, it tells other people how impactful we are, and it allows us to be able to reach and hopefully impact others in a positive way as well. Like we take this responsibility of doing the hard work of informing everyone on this important information while making it entertaining and making it all worth the while, because not everything everybody can relate to. Some people you know, have no desires for certain things. However, though, you'd be surprised that you might have a stronger connection to the content than you realize. However, though, you won't know unless you actually step outside of what you've been doing and allow yourself to be impacted and changed. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for your time and your support. I'm Dev Dodd Devin. This has been another episode of Designing Last. Stay engaged. Stay creative. Until next time. Peace.